I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Pope Francis is on a pilgrimage in Africa, which he called the Continent of Hope today. Francis traveled from Kenya to Uganda, and over the weekend, he's expected to visit the Central African Republic. Hope is something that's been in short supply for the CAR in recent years. My BBC colleague Tim Huell joins me now to talk about what Pope Francis is stepping into in the CAR. You've done some reporting in the Central African Republic last year, Tim, when things were kind of hot there. Pope Francis will be in the capital, Bangui. What's he likely to find there?
Well, I think it remains a very dangerous place, a place certainly where, for example, it's too dangerous for him to go outside the capital, Bangui. It's really too dangerous for almost anybody, who's being on the safe side to travel outside except by plane. The roads are controlled by armed militia from two different sides. You know, very briefly, this was not originally a religious conflict. Everybody thinks about this now as something where Christians are killing Muslims and Muslims are killing Christians. It started 2 years ago when a militia from the north of the country gradually fought its way through the country to the capital, Bangui. It was a militia called the Seleka. It was principally a Muslim militia, and it committed really terrible atrocities against the people it found along the way, most of those people Christian. And it's a result of that that this other militia, Christian militia called the Anti-Balaka, was formed. But originally, it certainly wasn't about religion, and many people believe even now that it's politicians on both sides, for various reasons, that want to keep the whole religious thing alive, when really that's not what it's about.
Right. So if it does seem now that it's Muslim versus Christian, and that famous story of the priest in CAR who risked his life sheltering a large group of Muslims in his church, I mean, who will Pope Francis be talking to, and what is he going to try and do once he gets there?
Well, he's doing one extraordinary thing within the confines of the capital, Bangui. He is going to one of the most dangerous places he could be going to. He's going to the only remaining Muslim enclave in the capital. And basically, of course, there's been a massive, most people call it ethnic or religious cleansing of Muslims now from the Central African Republic, from all the towns they were in. Most of them have fled over the borders, either into Chad to the north or Cameroon to the west. But the tiny group left really besieged in the capital. The only remaining place where they are around a particular mosque, which I visited last year, surrounded again by a cordon of international peacekeepers. As I understand it, the plan is for the Pope to go through that cordon and be greeted by the imam of these besieged Muslims in this mosque. So that's quite a brave thing to do. But of course, that shows also, you know, that the imam of that mosque is delighted to meet the Pope. And so on both sides, religious leaders have been trying to calm this down. And as you say, on the other side, extraordinary heroism by really quite a number of Catholic priests, not only one, but many, including several I met, who, as the Muslims were being chased and threatened with death by these supposedly Christian militias, the Catholic priests themselves took the Muslims into the churches and protected them there. And some are still there even now, even a year on, that there are Muslims living, you know, basically just in sleeping bags on mattresses on the floors of churches.
My colleague Tim Huell speaking with me from the BBC in London. Thank you, Tim.
Thank you. Nice to talk to you.